God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. Know that you're coming into a season and a time where the Lord says, don't be overly critical. Don't be judgmental. For the Lord says the little things are going to be important in this month of September, and that is going to be key for you. For the Lord further says unto thee that it's going to be important that you be discreet, that you meet your obligations, but you also arrive on appointments or work in a timely fashion. And that's going to be extremely important to you. For the Lord says you want to step into a season, you're around about the end of the month, into a time of breakthroughs and new developments, as well as new opportunities. For the Lord says unto thee that even around the 8th, seems like you could be a little bit edgy, but stay on top and stay controlled and don't allow yourself to become emotionally overly sensitive. For the Lord says you want to master these areas in your life. Now, as you're moving about in the month of September, again around the 8th, seems like may bring news about a trip or some fresh insights into your beliefs. Seems like it's going to be a time of some real power all around you. And the Spirit is going to help you connect with people that's going to be able to add to your life. Around the 24th, God said, I'm going to inspire you to begin to move into a new direction. But also, there could be you could be entertaining someone, some friends at your home, or you could be doing something else, redecorating or doing something other things around the house. For the Lord says, this is a season where you're going to be quite helpful for family relationships. Going to be quite helpful, and God's going to bless family relationships. And yet God says, begin to look for some new sources of financial and even emotional support, even around the 25th of the month, and you may find income in places other people would not even think of looking. So get ready, because new avenues and new doors and new opportunities are opening up for the hidden wealth, hidden money, hidden prosperity, hidden abundance, hidden ways, secret ways. God said, I'm going to bless you financially, spiritually, and emotionally, saith the Spirit of the Lord.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you in this month of September, this is the season to pay attention concerning educational matters. But Father God says your education is not over. For I further hear Father God saying this is the season to study to show yourself approved. I hear Father God saying politics. Politics are going to play an important area in your life, whether it's in the office, the home, or the school. I also hear Father God saying this may be the season where you pull your passport out and begin to travel. For Father God saying foreigners are also going to be a key to you in this month. God says pay attention to details as you come into the presence of foreigners because there's going to be a hidden blessing. I also hear Father God saying, pay attention to your domestic situation. For Father God says, if better is available, you're not going to settle for less. If you've been looking for that home or been contemplating a move, I do hear Father God saying, fix up where you're living to move on. For this is the season where Father God is going to begin to bring you into a new environment. If you've been contemplating a better school district for the children, I hear Father God saying, this is the season to begin to even look further into this. Father God says he's bringing you forward. Now, Father God says in this month of September, be mindful to dot every I and cross every T concerning your finances. I hear Father God saying around the week of September 5th, this is the season to either begin to review your financial statements, including your credit card statements, your savings account statements. Father God says do a thorough overview of your checkbook. But Father God says this will be the month where you may desire to begin to be frugal because Father God says you're planning generational, not just for now. But Father God says take time to be very discerning in the area of your finances. But Father God says a little will go a long way in this month, and that is the word of the Lord.
Sister Wilhelmina, now I want you to begin to listen to the word that was spoken to you live on the conference call, and I'll be right back.
Yeah.
God bless you, Sister Peace. Sister Amen. Peace, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that you're going to be doing more speaking. God says that there's going to be something that you're going to deal with. It has to deal with some sort of confusion that has taken place. But God says that it will all be straightened out. And Amen. I'm hearing God say that there's much joy that's going to come. But God says that there's things that's going to be turning around. God says that there's mysteries that's going to be resolved. I'm hearing God say you're going to have much more energy, much more focus. And God says that he's placed inside of you greatness. And I'm hearing God says that there's something that you're going to be doing with your hands. God says to prepare to write some things down. I don't know if you have a journal, but God is saying for you to get a journal and begin to write, because God says that he's going to be speaking to you. God says that there's many ideas that's going to come forward. And I'm hearing God says that these are going to be money-producing ideals, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that he's entrusting you with something great. God is saying that you shall go forward with the vision. God is saying for you to write the vision and make it plain in this season. God is saying for you not to put a limit on your reward. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen, Sister Peace. I still agree with the prophets that have spoken. For I heard Father God say, delay does not mean denial. And I hear Father God saying, this is a season of increased favor and knowledge. I do hear Father God saying, mastery. And I do hear Father God saying, this is the season of deliverance. God says, press in and press on, woman of God. So I hear Father God saying, double portion. I don't know which service you've been providing, but I hear Father God saying, you're coming into a season of double portion. And I hear Father God saying, victory is your portion. And that is the word of the Lord.
Once again, I want to thank you, Sister Wilhelmina Peace, for the seed of $44. No. That the Lord says the season of the struggles are coming to a closure. The Lord is touching even the chest and the breast area, and he's strengthening your body. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says that, yes, you have had your share of challenges and your share of gifts. And yet sometimes, woman of God, you dislike anything that pretends to limit your freedom or anything that tries to put you in a box. And yet God says, I'm lifting the restrictions from off of you. And yet God says, do not worry, but settle down in me. And it seems like there's been a lot of movement around you, or moving here, or wandering within you. But the Lord says that as you stay focused and stay on top of things and stay with persistence, it's going to pay off. And that also includes your work and relationships. For the Lord said this is a season and a time of peace, a season and a time of happiness, even in your personal relationships. And as you move into the law of love and be willing to make compromises in that area in order to overcome any hurdles or obstacles in your relationships, you're going to find that you're going to come into a season of peace and joy. Now, it also seems like this is a time when problems and illnesses will be overcome by love and prosperity. For the Lord says, you're going to come into a time of mental and emotional peace, and I will raise thee up, and I will do a new thing in your life, and I will cause you to be blessed, and I will bless the works of your hands. For the Lord says, get thyself ready, because I bring peace in this season. Peace in thy mind, peace in thy body. I see possible travel. I see God touching something in the area of real estate or housing or home. Get yourself ready for a season of blessings. Know that I've called you to be an overcomer, and prosperity is coming your way. Bless you, woman of God. Peace.